Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Something's happening to me. My friends say I'm acting peculiarly. Come on, baby, we better make a start.
Welcome back to 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much. Staying with me, please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. I also stuff there that will help you with your small business. Whatever's going on, you're happy about something, you're afraid of something, you're frightened about something, or you're excited, whatever is happening, we got something there that you can read or listen to, or even watch. That's right, we got lots of videos up there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Chris Mead is our guest. He's our good friend, a great partner of ours, the Senior Vice President with the ACCE, American Chamber of Commerce Executives, and I'm broadcasting live from his convention, ACCE Convention here in Louisville. Chris, thanks again for hanging out with us. I'm very excited about a project that you're working on, about the history, a book on the history of chambers. A picture book is going to have words and pictures, right, Chris?
Pardon? Words and pictures, that's right.
tell us about the book.
Well, Jim, it started, this was not something I was planning to do, but it started when I was reading a book on Al Capone, of all things. And they started talking about this committee of the Chamber of Commerce that got together. Originally, they were, eventually they were called the Secret Six. And this chamber committee somehow thought that Al Capone was bad for business. And so they started doing some things, including hiring a guy who was doing sting operations and things on Capone, but they didn't have anyone to make the arrest, so that guy brought in his brother-in-law, Elliot Ness, to continue the process. And there's a lot that happened, and it's not clear that Elliot Ness really had a great impact, but the Secret Six did. Anyway, when I'm reading that, I thought to myself, why doesn't everybody know this in this chamber world, or indeed in the business world? And so one thing led to another. Lindbergh's plane, Golden Gate Bridge, one thing after another. Now, every time I look at something, I think a chamber did it. It's kind of funny how they've got fingerprints on a lot more than you might think. And it's been a very interesting experience just researching the thing.
Well, if you think about it, the history of America, this is something that's really important to talk about this year, Chris. I think the history of America comes from the leadership on Main Street America over the last two centuries, hasn't it?
That's what we are, isn't it? I mean, we're a bottom up society. Maybe from the newspapers or whatever television, we somehow think everything happens from Washington or from wherever. But most things, even in Washington, started somewhere else. It was a group of people who got together and said, "We're going to do something, whatever it may be. We want that bridge. We've got to get that military base. That sort of thing." And chambers have been very active in those kinds of questions.
And chambers are a couple hundred years old, aren't they?
The first one was in 1768 what's now the United States. That was New York City. So they were chartered by King George III, and they kind of grew up out of the problems they were having with Great Britain and the Stamp Act. And so they were kind of born in revolution. They were essentially a protest against the way the government was acting. And they still are involved in protest. But it's a special kind. It's a protest that's more toward reform than revolution. Because most businesses have something to protect. And they're not trying to overturn society in most cases. They simply want an environment that's good for business.
Well, I'd like to think of us as heretics, not anarchists. You know, an anarchist wants to tear everything up. A heretic is a true believer but just doesn't like the status quo.
Yes, I mean, chambers, there are certain things you can see about them when you look at them over a 200-year period. If there's a river next to them, they want a bridge over it. And they probably want the river dug deeper so they can get more boats in there. So they're very focused on things like transportation, you know, so they can move goods in and out. Taxation is an issue, although sometimes they support taxes for things like transportation. But they have certain characteristics. They're not that keen on war. They tend to be sort of peace-oriented. When you look at them before the Civil War, even way back in 1795, we were close to going to war with Great Britain, and the New York and Boston chambers helped keep us out of that war, of what could have been a war. Because war is so disruptive. You know, it's not good for business.
Right, exactly. Well, it's fascinating to me to see how much chambers have, and as your book is showing, and you've been gracious enough to allow me to take a look at some of your work, and as you're showing in this book, how much leadership. When I think of chambers, whether it be to a 21st century chamber organization or one that was 200 years ago that you report in your book, the one thing that I see more than anything else is leadership, local leadership. And that's what I think about chambers today. What do you think?
I agree. It's where people step up, and it's on a voluntary basis, so these people have to care. They don't do this. The board members of chambers don't do it for money.
Point out because chambers folks are you. Chamber isn't government. It isn't part of the city. It isn't part of the county. It isn't part of the federal government. It's not supported by the federal government. It's a private corporation, a nonprofit corporation owned by the local community and members, run by volunteers like me and chamber professionals like Chris. And that's how they work, and it's as organic as anything any community could ever create. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Chris is going to tell us some more about the history of chambers. And by the way, his website is acce.org. Check it out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.